All right, boys and girls, cats and dogs.
Time once again for our top five flashback. We're going to go back to a particular year and a particular date. Even though Lauren Lee has no clue what happened in that year, today the Time Vault lands on 1981. Ronald Reagan was sworn in as the 49th president of the USA. The very first DeLorean DMC-12 automobile, which became immortalized in the movie Back to the Future, it was produced on that day. And producer Jack's football team, the Oakland Raiders.
Hold up. Wait a minute. It's not the Broncos?
Sorry.
Oh, man.
Anyway, the Raiders defeated the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Number five.
The Imperials with this classic, I'm Forgiven on Streets of Gold.
From the start, you held a place in my heart. A place that no one else could feel. But sin kept your spirit from working on me. I couldn't look at life.
Such a lonely man.
life in your head and you rearranged it.
Today resides in his hometown of St. Joseph, Missouri. That is Gary Dunham with Happy Family, number 4 on this date back in 1981.
Number 3!
This lady was a child of Jimmy and Carol Owens, whom were best known for writing Christian children's albums, and even were nominated for a Grammy for one of those albums. We're talking about Jamie Owens Collins, whom recorded several albums. This song was written by Gary Chapman. I'm Yours on Streets of Gold.
My love, I leave in your hands. I'll gladly perform as your will.
everything I am, everything I'm not, I'm yours, Lord. Try me now and see if I can be completely yours. I'm yours, Lord.
Gold with Sherman Andress and Terry Blackwood. Jesus, you are so wonderful. The live version coming in at number two on this date in 1981.
Number one.
This guy was a member of Paul McCartney and Wings during the 70s, and today lives in Spindale, North Carolina. Here's Joe English with his first radio hit, Shine on Streets of Gold.
There's a brand new song that's in the air. I'm gonna share it. There's a brand new feeling in my heart. I'm gonna wear it.
Number one song for January 1981, Shine On, Joe English. Lots of controversies today regarding Joe's faith, as we've heard that Joe is never a Christian, that he was involved with a cult in Spindale. If you've got any comments, write to producer Jack about that.
Good one, Larry. Let the producer handle all those emails.
I always do. Hey, Nancy, that's a wrap on this party. Visit us anytime at our website, streetsofgoldradio.com. And a big thanks to Lauren Lee for assisting this week.
Thank you for letting me be here. You know I love cupcakes. You know I love celebrating birthdays.
We'll do it again on another birthday month. Join us again next time. More Christian classics served up right here on Streets of Gold.
See ya.